Welcome to the Disruptive Consciousness Podcast with myself, Leanne Juliet, where I discuss all things around energetics, disrupting your consciousness, diving deep into the darkness, working with shadows and all things alchemy, magic and transformation. I have been quiet on this podcast for a couple of months now. It's a habit I tend to have where I like to say I go mining in the darkness. I'm here for the darkness. I'm an illuminator of the darkness. The shadow world is my playground. The underworld is my playground. Depth, darkness, basically have my name on it. And every now and again, I have the urge to go deeply within, to mine my own darkness, to go deeper into the cave within myself, to find more diamonds, more gold, to really explore the depths of myself. And so that's what I've been doing the last couple of months, which is why I've been quiet on the podcast. And I wanted to use this episode to tell a story. Let's have a little bit of story time, shall we? So this story is around alchemy and the true process of alchemy, the true energetic process behind alchemy, especially when it comes to shadow. That's what I'm interested in, is alchemizing shadow, is turning, as I so eloquently say, turning shit into gold. Let's face it, that's what we're here for. We want to turn shit into gold. Shit being anything around trauma, karma, ancestral karma, ancestral trauma, anything that we've experienced in this lifetime, anything that doesn't serve us, anything that is in our energetic field that is manifesting as physical, mental, emotional, energetic, or spiritual disharmony, illness, ailments, thought processes, shit times, unable to do this, or just feeling like stuck, like when you're really wanting to tap into the beyond, when you're really wanting to access the higher frequency of who you are, when you're really wanting to activate yourself at the root, at the energetic root. That's what I'm here for, is the energetic root, which for me is always, always, always multidimensional, which I will be speaking more on anyway. It's like everything for me is always energetic, and it will always be found in our multidimensional consciousness, always. So whatever it is that you're dealing with right now, whatever area of your life you're looking to transform, and whatever area of your life you're looking to transcend within and go beyond within, you can find that within your multidimensional consciousness. But I want to talk today about alchemy and the true alchemy, because there is a lot of bullshit out there. There is a lot of spirit, you know, so-called spiritual teachers, spiritual healers, shadow workers, alchemists, whatever, who talk about alchemy, who talk about shadow, who talk about energetics, but aren't really, the way I see it, truly tapping into the truth of it all. Because, and this isn't disrespect to them, it's just like I just see things differently, and I see how we can go deeper, and I see how we can really transform ourselves through not just accessing our multidimensional consciousness and basically time traveling to other aspects of our psyche, other aspects of our consciousness within other lifetimes and ancestrally as well, because we're all energy. So we carry not just the energy of who we've been, who we are in other lifetimes, because multidimensionality isn't about one thing ending and one thing beginning. It's all running simultaneously. So who we are in other lifetimes, but also the energy of our ancestors as well, and how that impacts us. I'm also going to touch on the concept of manifestation today as well, and how I see it compared to what most people talk about. It's just something that's popped into my head, so I'm just going to riff on it as I always do. But alchemy is the way I alchemize things, the way I work with shadow energy, the way I work with shadow energetics, the way I work with turning shit into gold, the way I work with healing myself, transforming myself, reclaiming my own power, is through truth. It has to always be through truth. Now, the thing is, most people will, they'll tell you if you're going to work with shadow, like maybe you've heard of shadow alchemy, or maybe you know of like the shadow archetypes of like Carl Jung and everything, the child, the victim, the saboteur, and the prostitute. Maybe you're familiar with that. But for me, people still aren't accessing the entire fucking truth with it all. Like, you can try and alchemize the shit out of the shadow. Like, oh, I'm in my victim shadow, therefore, because I got treated like this as a child, therefore, I'm going to alchemize the fuck out of it. No, you're still not. Or maybe you think, oh, I've got a child shadow, now I'm going to, like, alchemize that. I'm going to have a truth rant and access that because of X thing that happened to me when I was 10 and blah, blah, blah. Like, these are just, like, random examples. But I never find that it actually works, not for me anyway, because I like to go deeper, and because I see the world so differently, because I see the blueprint of who we are, I see the divine blueprint of who we are, basically the blueprint of who we are when we're whole, before we incarnated on Earth, before like we started picking up karma, before we started experiencing like the human experience and everything, which, let's face it, can be an absolute shit show at times, but also it's very rewarding because we learn a lot about ourselves and we're here to evolve, aren't we? That's why we incarnate, for shits and giggles, basically. But you have to be able to access, and this is my gift, is to be able to access and pinpoint the precise truth which creates an instantaneous activation in somebody, in myself, in my clients. It creates that instantaneous activation where it's like a knife through butter that just slices through the butter so precisely, so cutting, that the truth hits at a different level. That truth is clear, truth is clean, truth just is. There's no heaviness to it. It's just a clean energy. And you know when you've hit the truth, because it just hits. It just hits differently, and suddenly you feel so much different in yourself. And I've experienced this in my own life. I've experienced it with clients. I've experienced it with friends where I've been able to deliver such precise truth, such direct, blunt, cutting truth that it just slices through everything. And this is what I'm wanting to bring more into the world around, specifically around the multidimensional shadow, because whatever you're holding on to, whatever is, like, I'm here for activations. I want to see you go beyond where you're at now. I want to see you go beyond, far beyond anything you could comprehend for yourself, because I see it as a visionary. I can tap into that and I can see that. And I like to take people far beyond what they can perceive for themselves. That's the kind of energy that I want to bring to you. But for me, like, the foundations of my work have always been the multidimensional shadow, because I believe and have experienced and seen and have, yeah, I suppose have evidence, and yeah, I like to collect evidence that the multidimensional shadow, it is literally, it's so pivotal to the work that I put into the world. It is so pivotal to the transformation that I offer you. It is so pivotal to the healing that I offer you, to you. It is so pivotal to transforming yourself in such a way that it makes no fucking sense. Like, this is the realm of magic, and the multidimensional shadow, when you start to access that and you start to understand it and you start to comprehend how it is showing up in your life and how you can transform that, it literally creates such a powerful activation within you. it opens portals for you to step into a higher version of yourself, to step into a beyond version of yourself, to heal things within yourself that maybe you've had your entire life, an illness, an ailment, a way of thinking, a certain energy, a certain theme in your life. Whatever it is, you can transform that shit instantaneously. And I'm so passionate about that, which is why I'm about to put out a lot more about the multidimensional shadow, whether it's webinars or courses or whatever. But it is pivotal to the work that I do in this world with my clients and with myself, because I always start with myself. Like, to understand something, I start with myself. So I play something out to understand it. So I want to tell you a story around alchemy and the multidimensional shadow, and how and basically the concept of using truth to really create such a powerful shift in your life. And this isn't about, oh, I'm going to have a truth rant because this, I've experienced this and now I've tapped into this shadow. I think it's this shadow and it's connected to this period of my life. And I'm going to have a little truth rant. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Because the thing is, with shadow work in the spiritual community, shadow work and shadow alchemy, the things that I've noticed is that nobody is ever truly tapping into the shadow. They're not. They might think they are, but they're not. Because when you focus on the shadow from this lifetime, you are never, ever accessing the root of it from this lifetime. You might think you've got trauma from your childhood, or you might think that you've got an issue around money because your parents spoke to you in a particular way, or you might think that you've got an issue around not being able to attract or hold on to a relationship because your dad abandoned you when you were a kid, or whatever it is your story is. And you could have a truth rant on that, and you can dive into it and think that you've alchemized that shadow. You think that you have, but actually you haven't. You haven't. Because you haven't tapped into the multidimensional shadow, the energetic theme, the energetic root of the shadow. Because here's the thing, that shadow, that energy that you're looking to transform now, because you know that it's the stepping stone to a higher version of yourself. That's the whole point of shadow, isn't it? That you want to step into a higher version of yourself. The whole thing around accessing that higher version of yourself will always be found multidimensionally within the multidimensional shadow, because that is where the energetic root is of whatever shit you're holding on to, whatever shit you're looking to clear in your life, whatever thing you're looking to alchemize and turn into your gold and go beyond with. Always multidimensional. And the other thing is that it might not even be your fucking shadow. That's the thing. It might not even be your fucking shadow. It might be an energetic theme that is running in the DNA of your family. It could be an ancestral energy that has been passed down from generation to generation to generation. It could be an energy that you've carried over from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime, that you're now in a position to clear. And this is why I'm so passionate about the multidimensional shadow and the healing that I offer and the activations that I offer to people, because I can tap into that with you. I can see into those realms and tap into it and just be able to pinpoint the root. And then transform it. We don't have to drag shit out and do endless fucking shadow work. It just, when people tell me that they're doing endless shadow work on the same fucking thing, I'm like, well, clearly you're not doing it. Like, clearly you're not accessing the actual shadow. Like, when people say, and, you know, maybe piss some people off here, but this is called disruptive consciousness for a reason. If you're not interested in being disruptive, then don't fucking listen, basically. But I have seen people share information online. This is like spiritual teachers, spiritual coaches, and say that they work with a trauma coach every week and have done for the last few years. Now, I understand trauma. I have trauma myself that I've been processing and working through. But I don't need to drag it out. every now and again, something will be triggered in me. And I'm like, oh, there's a deeper layer to that trauma. Let's go there. But I've been able to transform so much in such a short space of time. I don't understand why people are still carrying trauma their entire lives if they've been working in therapy or working with a trauma coach or whatever. Like, you shouldn't have to do that. You should just be able to transform it, which you can when you tap into it, when you actually go to the root of it. And so the little story I want to talk about, especially around like the actual concept of alchemy and really understanding energetics and like the truth of energetics. I've spoken about this on this podcast before. I've had an on-off relationship with like an eating disorder like half of my life. I remember in my teens being really controlling around food, and I remember giving up chocolate for 2 years just to prove to myself that I had willpower. I think I was about 19 or 20 when I did that. I remember when I was about 15 or 16 setting myself a limit of how many chocolate bars I could have in a week, which was 3, and then I'd end up having 3 in the same day. I'd be like, oh shit, like can't have any more. Really restrictive, like very restrictive. And then in my early 20s, when I was at university, I developed full-blown bulimia, like the proper full-on binge and purge cycle, full-on bulimia, lost a lot of weight, very controlling around food, over-exercising, binging, purging, that kind of stuff. And whilst that lasted about 2, 3, 4 years, and I stopped the binging and purging and everything, I still had an issue around food. I was still being controlling around food. I was still, what's the word? I was still being in a cycle of an eating disorder because I was controlling it too much. There's a lot of like shame. There's a lot of guilt. There's a lot of control around food. And recently, I was like, I need to just knock this on the head because it doesn't serve me to be in that mindset of control, because that is a shadow in itself. Why is a control there? And it doesn't serve my health to like binge on stuff. And it wasn't like I was just binging on anything. It was always around carbohydrates. It was always around sugar. It's always this like never feeling satisfied if I'd had anything sugary, which obviously you don't, because it's junk food basically. It's processed shit. But just feeling like out of control at times. And I used to use it very much as like an emotional, a way to deal with emotions, especially when I was like in the height of bulimia in my early 20s. I used it a lot as a way to deal with emotions. So if my boyfriend at the time had upset me, I'd go and lock myself in the bathroom and just like throw up. It was just the way that I dealt with like really strong emotions. Or if I'd had a really upsetting day at work or had an argument with a boyfriend, then yeah, I'd just binge on loads of like high calorie, high sugar food, like chocolate, cake, biscuits, whatever I could cram into my mouth, because I just needed to stuff down the emotions. And I've been in the process for like the last 5 months of like changing my like my eating patterns, changing my I don't like the word diet as a term of like restriction. I believe in the diet is basically, it should be a lifestyle thing, but really changing the way that I, the kind of foods that I eat, because for about 18 months now, my higher self has been telling me to cut out anything processed, which I've been like back and forth with for the last like, you know, 4 or 5 months. And last week, and this is why I really want to talk about alchemy and why it doesn't have to take forever. It doesn't have to be endless fucking shadow work. You don't have to be like having truth rants or any of that shit or dragging a shadow out for the sake of it because you feel that you have to. You can literally go to the root in an instant, as I did. And last week, I recognized that I needed to transform this issue with eating, because I was like, do you know what? This has gone on too long now. Like, I can still control, yeah, I've still been controlling food. I might not be binging and purging. I might not have bulimia, but there's still like an issue around eating there. And obviously when I look at my astrology, obviously I've got like four planets in Virgo, Virgo being, you know, the healer and the health sign. I also have my Chiron, our wounded healer asteroid in my sixth house, which again is a Virgo house. Like, so obviously there's an issue there around like the body and food and health and nutrition and everything. And last week I thought to myself, no, I need to get to the bottom of this now so I can move on, so I can alchemize this. And also because I like to call myself a mad scientist of energy, so I can understand it more. So I can, I practice things on myself so then I know how to do it with other people, so to speak. And last week I said to myself, right, we need to get to the bottom of this, because like, let's face it, this is boring as fuck with the same shit going on and on and on, where I'd tell myself that I was going to be good. Like, it's that whole shame cycle, isn't it? Oh, let's be good with food. Let's be good with food. And this can relate to any area of your life, not just food. Obviously, we've all got our own vices, so to speak. And I thought, no, I need to get to the bottom of this because it's boring me now. I'm like getting really fucking bored of this shit because it doesn't need to be a part of my life. The fact that I've gone back and forth with changing my eating style for like the last 5 months, the fact that for the last 18 months, my higher self has been saying cut out processed food. It's like I've gone back and forth on it because I'm integrating that higher version, that beyond version of myself that wants to come through. The one who doesn't binge on shit. And last week I knew that I needed to just stop eating sugar. Sugar is not good for us. Sugar is not good for us. We don't need it in our body. We don't need it for our health. And this is sugar in all its forms, whether that is processed sugar like chocolate, or whether it's carbohydrates like pasta or pizza or anything else that's sugar. At the end of the day, sugar is sugar. Any carbohydrate, whether you deem it to be a healthy carbohydrate or a perceived healthy carbohydrate, I've got so much shit to say on that as well, a perceived healthy carbohydrate or whether it's a unhealthy carbohydrate, sugar is sugar. It all breaks down into the same fucking thing, sugar. Your body still processes it, whether it is a fruit or a piece of chocolate, your body will still process it as sugar. That might be a difficult pill for some people to swallow, thinking, oh, I'm being really healthy eating all this fruit. It's still sugar. Your body still processes it as sugar. Your body still stores it as sugar. And any excess sugar in your bloodstream will be stored as fat. I have a degree in French and Italian, but I have a qualification personal training and nutrition as well. I've always had, being a Virgo, I've always had an interest in nutrition. But basically, you know, at the end of the day, your body doesn't think, oh, this is a piece of fruit, so I'm going to store that differently. And oh, this is a piece of chocolate, or this is a cake or whatever, so I'm going to store that one differently. Sugar is sugar, and it will always be stored as sugar, and excess sugar in your bloodstream, whether that is fruit, chocolate, cake, or a margarita, it's still fucking sugar, and it will still be stored as fat because it's in excess. That's a little side note there. So last week I thought, no, I'm bored of this shit now, going back and forth of like not eating sugar for a while and then binging on it because like I've controlled it again. And I thought, no, I need to transform this shit. I need to alchemize it. And not just like alchemize it for the sake of it and then go back to the same fucking shadow pattern that most people will teach you on with like shadow work or shadow alchemy or whatever it's called. And people go round and round in circles with the same shadow popping up all the time, but in like a different disguise. This is about actually creating an energetic decision within you. This is what I call it. It's making an energetic decision. It's not just making a decision, oh, I'm going to stop eating sugar, I'm going to stop drinking alcohol, I'm going to stop spending money on this, I'm going to stop dating these kind of people, or I'm going to stop believing, you know, talking to myself like this, whatever people's thing is that they're wanting to transform, it's all the same thing. You have to make an energetic decision. And I thought to myself, well, how do I explain an energetic decision? What actually is an energetic decision? Like, how do I explain that? And the thing is, an energetic decision is, it's where you've hit such a tone, such a precise tone of truth within yourself, that it clears the energy instantly. This is what I do for you. This is what I do for my clients, is clear the energy instantly, so that you can move the fuck along to that higher version of you. Like, you don't need to be like wallowing in shadow or going around in same fucking circles of the same shit over and over and over and over again, because that's what we've been told we have to do. You can make an energetic decision any fucking time you want to. It just depends on if you want to do that. Are you ready for that? And what the cost is. Meaning, what is it that you have to give up in order to create the space? What do you have to clear out in order to create the space for that energetic decision to land within you, for that particular tone of truth to land within you? And for me, it was giving up the endless battle in my mind around what I'm eating, because let's face it, it's fucking boring to be in that state of mind. It's really fucking boring. And it was creating that energetic space where I was like, you know what, I do not need sugar in my life. I don't need alcohol. I don't need sugar. I don't need carbohydrates. I've gone full on carnivore now, which is like may trigger some people who like diehard vegans or vegetarians or whatever. I was vegan for a while, but my body just feels so much better when I'm carnivore being purely animal products, meat, butter, dairy, fish, like that's it. Which means there's a sacrifice I had to make there. Alcohol, sugar, chocolate, pizza on a Friday night, fruits, like, you know, just random things like that. And like, there's so much out there now around carnivore. I intend to talk more on this on another podcast. Carnivore is highly disruptive as well, which is why it appeals to me, because it goes against every fucking thing out there that we've been told to believe. And let's face it, most of the health publications, health journals, scientists and everything that's been published, I know I'm going on a massive rant now about nutrition and health, but it's what interests me. Everything out there, studies, whatever, is based on keeping people sick, keeping people ill, because then they get to profit from you. Like, let's face it, you go to a doctor to treat whatever. You go to the doctor, hey, I think this is wrong with me, or I'd like to explore this, please. They've got a tablet for you, they've got a pill for you. You don't treat the root of it. No, they give you the band-aid. All the food companies want you sick. Like, let's face it, processed food is junk. It is junk. And if that is a hard pill for you to swallow, then Here's the upgrade for you. Here's the red pill. Here's the disruption for you. It is junk. It is not food. It is not food. It is a chemical concoction. A chocolate bar, a pizza, a soda drink. I hate soda anyway, but like whatever it is, like it's a chemical concoction. It's not food. Even fruit. You think, oh, fruit's healthy. It's still fucking sugar, and our body can only keep so much sugar in our bloodstream, which is why people have issues with insulin, because the insulin gets released to bring the sugar levels down. Like, sugar is poison. You can't have too much sugar in your bloodstream. Otherwise, you'd poison yourself. Which is why when you eat anything sugary, whether that is a piece of fruit or a piece of chocolate or some alcohol or a pizza or pasta or anything else like that's deemed healthy, like a vegetable or whatever, sugar is sugar. Sugar is sugar. and sugar is toxic and poisonous to the bloodstream, which is why we release insulin to then bring the sugar levels down. So the insulin then, you know, transports the sugar to different areas of the body, which then gets stored as fat. I know I'm ranting a lot about sugar right now and nutrition, but obviously the way I talk, the way I do my podcasts or my videos or whatever is I just allow the energy to come through me. Like I have an idea and I just riff on it. And so, and I know that that's disruptive for people to hear because like people don't always think that. People think, oh, well, I know I need to sacrifice something in order to create that next level version of myself. It means that I no longer talk to myself this way, or I no longer accept this kind of behavior from other people. I raise my standards, or I put myself out there more, or I exercise more, or I only have standards for a particular partner, or I work in this job rather than this one, or I have these kind of clients instead of these, or I exercise this way instead of that. Like there's a sacrifice. But when it comes to actually transforming your, you know, your health through nutrition and actually getting rid of sugar, including, you know, anything that you've like, oh, I'm going to have that as a treat, or, you know, a little bit is all right, you know, every now and again is all right. Well, for me, it's like, no, because for me, there's always been that need to binge, always, even when I stopped being bulimic and like, you know, vomiting like anything that I'd eaten and like purging myself and overexercising and then like eating barely nothing and then throwing it up. Like that was my life for a few years in my early 20s. Even though I wasn't doing that, I was still in like a binge cycle, especially around sugar, around carbohydrates and sugar. Yeah, I could have like some wine on a Friday night, some pizza, maybe some chocolate, whatever, but it just, I'd never feel satiated ever. There's always like a need to eat more and overeat. And then obviously then the shame cycle started and all that shit, like basically shadow energy. And last week I was like, no, I'm bored of this shit now. I'm bored of this. I just need to like transform this because there's a higher version of me that isn't still in that cycle. So I'm going to call her energy in. And so I was like, right, where's the truth? Where does it need to land? Where does the truth need to go in order to create that instantaneous reaction within me, that instantaneous energetic decision that I'm talking about here, the energetic decision, not just a conscious decision, I want to do that, I'd like to do that, this would be interesting, I'm going to commit to this, I'm going to go with this. No, but an energetic decision where it is so clear in your body because it is so much truth in your body that there's literally no more shadow around that area at all. That's what I mean about an energetic decision. And so I was talking to myself, as you do, which like it's how I transform my own shadow. It's how I like, you know, activate myself is through talking. And so I was talking to myself, I was like, no, I need to get to the bottom of this because I'm bored of having this pattern in my life where I feel, and yeah, I feel like I'm still controlling food, or I feel like I'm still, like food is still like dangling a carrot in front of me, so to speak, no pun intended with a carrot, but something's there where it's like affecting me and it's like, it's a shadow energy and I don't need that. I'm bored of it because I want more freedom. I'm here for freedom. I'm here for liberation and freedom. So it's like, I want freedom in my life. And so I was talking to myself and what I realized, which was something that was difficult for me to say, but it's how I hit the truth with it, was that it was an addiction for me. I was like, oh, this is interesting. I've never thought of it like that. So then I went deeper. So this is an addiction, is it? So sugar is an addiction, which let's face it, it is. People are fucking addicted to sugar. People are addicted to junk food. People are addicted to alcohol. People are addicted to processed food. People are addicted to that shit. People are addicted to sugar. And sugar makes people ill. sugar is the cause of obesity and heart disease and all this other kind of stuff. It is. Sugar is addictive. It's designed to be. It's a fucking drug. It is. I think I've seen somewhere that sugar is more addictive than like cocaine or heroin or something like that. Like, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure I've seen that somewhere. It's so addictive. And that could be sugar in the form of fruit, or sugar in the form of chocolate, or sugar in the form of alcohol, or sugar in the form of pasta. It is addictive. And so when I hit that tone with myself, like, I have an addictive personality, I was like, okay, yes, I do. Like, it's always been like all or nothing with me. I actually have for my astrology listeners, I have Neptune right bang on my ascendant. So Neptune being, you know, the planet of addictions, and its shadow energy can relate to addictions. So there is, and I'm very neurodivergent, ADHD as well. So there's always that like addictive side there as well. It's like, okay, here we are. Addiction. I have a sugar addiction. Interesting. I was like, I'd never thought of it like that. I'd never even thought of it like that before. So that started to make me feel better. And then I realized, and the thing that did it for me, the thing that created the energetic decision within me, and the thing that hit me so precisely with this very cutting, very precise, very direct tone of truth, was that this might not even be my fucking shadow. This could be, and actually is, I know, an issue to do with ancestral energy. And so it's not my shadow, it's just an energy that has been running through my family lineage. And it's connected to other aspects of my consciousness in other lifetimes. This isn't my shadow, as in this isn't the shadow of Leanne Juliet. This is a shadow energy of my ancestors and other lifetimes. I was like, boom, there we go. This isn't my fucking shadow, so I can get rid of it and I can transform that. And I'm aware that my ancestors, like, for anyone who's familiar with epigenetics and everything like that, like, we carry the energy of, obviously we carry the energy of our ancestors, and within our DNA, like, obviously we inherit stuff from our parents, from our grandparents, our great grandparents, but we also we inherit the energy of whatever themes have been in their lives, whatever struggles they've had, whatever gifts they've had, whatever's been, you know, worked well for them and whatever hasn't. We carry that energy. And it's the same from other lifetimes. Like, whatever, I'm a big believer, like, this is how I really work with a multidimensional shadow, is that I'm a big believer that when we're ready to be able to deal with that, we've incarnated at a particular level of consciousness to be able to deal with whatever needs dealing with in the moment. And I'm very aware that, for example, my grandparents grew up in the 1920s. What's the 1920s famous for? It's famous for the Great Depression and basically not really having much. You know, my family was very much like working class. Like, my grandparents worked hard all their lives. You know, one of my granddads was a train driver. The other was a signalman on the railways. One of my grandmas was a seamstress. One of my other grandmas worked in the land army during the war. And then she worked in, you know, as a dinner lady. So very working class kind of energy, very much the energy of having to work hard, go to work, work long hours, get basically fuck all pay and do the same the next day. In the 20s, people didn't have much. Unless you were born into wealth, unless you came from a wealthy family, they didn't have much. It was basically, you know, this is your lot. This is what you have. This is what you have to deal with. So you imagine the energy that I've had around food and binging and, like, yeah, I've had visions before of myself in a concentration camp where, obviously, you know, as we know, during the Holocaust, they were starved to death. So that's an energy, another energy from my multidimensional consciousness that has come through of not having enough food. And then if you know, that's one aspect of my consciousness. So if you imagine how that relates to now, it's like that constant binging on high calorie foods that's going to give me the most energy. Sugar in all its forms here. Whether that's pasta, potatoes, chocolate or fruit, it's the same fucking thing. And then combine that with the energy of my ancestors who were very working class, didn't have much, had to really like work hard and save the pennies and everything like that. You imagine back in the 1920s, if you didn't have much, it's a case of like you eat whatever you get and you make it last. So it's like, oh my God, like this isn't my fucking shadow. This isn't the shadow of me, Leanne Juliet. This is a shadow that is transferred from other lifetimes, my multidimensional consciousness, such as when I've been in a concentration camp within the Holocaust. And it's the ancestral energy that has been carried down to my energy now for me to heal that and transform that, because I'm here to break that within like my family lineage. And that for me was such a powerful truth. I didn't have to drag it out. I didn't have to do endless fucking shadow work or whatever, or relate it back to this lifetime. I went into the energy. I went directly into the energy. Where is the energetic root of me binging? Where is the energetic root of me feeling out of control with food? Where is the energetic root of me feeling that I need to eat high calorie foods and never stop eating? Where is that energetic root? And I found it within my ancestors and within my multidimensional consciousness. And I cleared that shit. Like, that is how powerful the multidimensional shadow is, that you can clear that shit in an instant. You don't need to drag shit out. You don't need to hold on to stuff. You can go, this is what I do with my clients, is dive into that multidimensional shadow, explore it, find the precise truth that you need to hear and clear it out so you can move on, so you can access a higher energy, so you can access that more beyond self of who you are. And I knew that, this is how I know that I've made an energetic decision. This is how I know that I've hit the actual truth of the actual multidimensional shadow, when I've actually accessed the energetic root of that shadow. I no longer have a desire for whatever it is that was basically keeping me in this prison, this mind prison, this like endless cycle of binging and feeling shit about it or whatever. I know when I've hit it, because there's no energy there anymore. I had no more desire to go and get a bar of chocolate. Even when I went to the cinema with my daughter a couple of days later, I had no desire, even though we had popcorn, I didn't eat it. It wasn't a case of me restricting it, like, oh no, I'm not going to eat this, or I'm going to be good today, or whatever shit we tell ourselves. There was nothing there. There was no desire to have it, no desire whatsoever, nothing. And for me, that is exactly when I've hit the energy, when I've accessed the energy, made the energetic decision, when I've hit the energetic root, because there is nothing there, there's no energy there whatsoever. It's just clear. It is a clear channel, completely fucking clear. And that's what I'm on about, like with alchemy. This is like how powerful alchemy gets to be in your life, without having to drag shit out or rant on stuff or go back to this, like, sure, there's stuff from this lifetime that affects us, but it's always rooted from somewhere else, because we don't, you know, the whole concept of the multidimensional shadow, which I am going to be putting some like content, some courses and webinars out shortly on, for those that really want to understand it deeper so you can really like work with it in your own life and with your clients, if you're business owners. But the whole concept of a multidimensional shadow is that it is a theme that we have incarnated with in this lifetime to clear that energy. It is a pattern, it is a behavior, it is a theme that we have running in our energy. It's like a computer program. It's running in the background. You can't see it. When you're playing on the computer, or if you're playing a game, or you're on the internet, you can't see the program running that, but it's there. It's there in the background. And that is exactly what the multidimensional shadow is. It is there in the background as a program that is running in your subconscious, that is creating these patterns, behaviors, beliefs, actions, situations, experiences, illnesses, anything like that. It is creating that because it is a program in your subconscious. It is deeply rooted in your energy. You can't see it, but it is there. And so when you hit the truth of the multidimensional shadow, when you hit the actual energetic root, which, as I've said, is never from this lifetime ever. It's not. You might have trauma from your childhood, but that's a pattern, a behavior, a theme that you've carried with you energetically, either yourself or through your ancestral line. You may have an issue around money. Maybe never been able to make enough or never been able to hold on to it. That is a theme, it is a pattern, it is a behavior that is from your ancestors or from another aspect of your consciousness in another lifetime. You may have issues around losing weight. Maybe no matter what you do, you've never been able to lose weight. That again is a theme, it's a pattern, it's behavior from either another aspect of your consciousness in another lifetime or ancestrally. Maybe there's a theme there around never feeling satisfied in a relationship, always wanting more, always looking outside of the relationship, whatever. Again, it's the same fucking thing. It's a theme. It's a pattern. It's a behavior. And so the way to truly access alchemy, the true art of alchemy, the true magic of alchemy is the energetic root of a multidimensional shadow. Because when you hit that tone of truth, it just hits differently. It is a clear fucking channel, a clear energetic channel within you where there is no more questions, no more doubts, no more, I'll dip my toe in this, or I'll dabble with this, or I'll try this out, or I'll have another rant because it's come up again. That shadow, same shadow has come up, but in like a different disguise this time. No. When you hit the energetic root, when you've gone to the root of a multidimensional shadow, it is a clear channel. You clear it instantly. You clear that shadow instantly. It just hits differently. And this is the same, I said at the beginning that I was going to mention manifestation. This is the same, like when people talk about, obviously, like there's a lot of people talk about manifestation and law of attraction, which, you know, new age stuff is just fucking bullshit anyway. Like, oh, just write this out however many times and you'll manifest it. The whole concept of The Secret is just bullshit. Yeah, I could never get behind it. And just like, it's just bullshit. But even when other people have spoken about manifestation, like, and they said, you know, just because you don't have this right now, like maybe you're not manifesting it well enough, or you're not creating the right space, or you need to go deeper and deeper and deeper, you need to dive into the shadow, whatever it is that's saying. The thing that you have to remember is, aside from the fact that everything is divinely timed in our lives anyway, we choose our lives for a reason, we choose the experiences, the pattern, you know, we choose what we want to go through for whatever evolutionary journey we're on. We're all on a different journey. We're all at different points of our evolutionary journey. But what people fail to say, and I will be talking more on this anyway, and excuse me. I always keep meaning to have water with me when I talk, because I just like, obviously I just riff and just talk and stuff, and then I forget to bring water, and then my throat then gets like tickly. People can give you the tools to manifest. You want to manifest, I don't know, let's say, you know, a healthier lifestyle, feeling better in your body, feeling more confident in your body. You want to manifest a soulmate relationship. You want to manifest more money, more freedom, more abundance. You want to manifest more clients in your business or a higher paying career or a baby. Whatever it is that you want to manifest. But it's just not happening. You're like, why the fuck isn't this happening? I've done this. And, I'm talking like this. I'm listening to these people and they're saying, oh, you just have to do it like this or do it like this way. And it's still not fucking working. Why? It all comes back to energetics. It all comes back to energetics. Because somebody can give you the tools for manifestation. Somebody can say to you, I'll help you manifest this. I'll help you create this. I'll help you do this. But if there is something in your energy, whether that is from another lifetime of yours or ancestrally, through your ancestral DNA. So basically, whether it's from another lifetime or from ancestrally, it's still karma. It's still karma. Excuse me. It's still karma that you're carrying. And so that energy is there. So somebody can give you the tools. You can think that I need to get some water. You can think like you're trying to manifest something, but it's just not working. And you've done everything. Even people who are trying to conceive and they've like tried all sorts of things. Maybe they've gone down the IVF route or whatever and they're still not happening. Perhaps in the energy of somebody ancestrally or from another lifetime, there is something there around not being able to conceive. So somebody giving you the tools to be able to conceive or helping you with it, whatever. If the energy is there, running as a background program, running as a shadow program, multidimensional shadow in your subconscious, it's running as that background program, like the background program in all computer systems, it still won't happen. And I notice this with people talking about money. Let's face it, like, people want, when talk about freedom, it's like, oh, I want to make more money, or I want to have a better health, or I want to be with a partner who lights me up. Like, those are like the main things people really want, isn't it? So if you think about the concept of money, somebody talking to you about how to manifest more, how to create more clients in your business, how to pull in a higher paying contract in your career, how to create more financial freedom. If they do not have the energy in their ancestral lineage or from other lifetimes of a struggle with money or a poverty issue or anything like that, then it still won't fucking work for you. And I say this because going back to like my ancestors, my grandparents were born in the 1920s. They didn't have much. Even my mum said, my mum grew up in the 50s. She said, like, sometimes they'd have, like, I can't remember what it's called now. It's basically, like, some kind of fat or something, like, from animals. Dripping. We called it dripping here. I think it's, like beef fat. So, like, tallow. And they'd have that on sandwiches. So I was like, oh, my God, that's absolutely fucking disgusting. She's like, yeah, but that's what we had access to. And I was like, it still sounds fucking disgusting. Even though I eat animal fat now, I was like, the idea of like spreading tallow on bread, I was like, ugh, just makes me want to vomit. But that's how they got their fat back then, was through that. So my grandparents didn't grow up with much. My parents, like, my grandparents had to, they're very working class. So that reflected on my parents. So there is an issue in my in my ancestral DNA, excuse me, around money. And so when somebody comes to me and says, oh, this is how you manifest, or this is how you create more, or, and somebody comes to me whose ancestral DNA has always been wealthy, where they've never had to want for anything. It's always been there. It's always been abundance with them. It's a different energy. It's a different energy. And this isn't coming from like a place of limiting beliefs. It's coming from energetics. It's coming from a place of pure fucking energetics and understanding that we each have a different energy. And I connect into somebody's energy. I can connect into anyone's energy and read the tone of their energy and find the precise shadow and find like the portal for that transformation to occur. Because there's no one size fits all. There's no point me saying to somebody who's trying to conceive, oh, well, you need to do this, you need to do this, because it depends on the energy. There's no point saying to somebody who's trying to lose weight, oh, well, you need to eat better, you need to do this, because it depends on the energy. It depends on the energy that you are carrying that you cannot fucking see, because it is a program. It's a subconscious program. It's the shadow, the multidimensional shadow. For anyone wanting to create more wealth, more abundance, again, it comes down to the energy. It depends what's there ancestrally. It depends what's there multidimensionally from other lifetimes. Everyone is different. So just because something doesn't work for you doesn't mean to say that you're flawed or you're doomed to never having it happen. It just means you haven't tapped into the energy. And that's what I'm so passionate about with my clients, is accessing like the precise energy so you can move on. I've witnessed people having instantaneous healing, from opiate medication, addictions to opiates for pain relief. It just went. Or people suddenly transforming their menstrual cycles that were like really painful. It just went. Or people even conceiving after being around me and being around my energy. For anyone who studies human design, I have the 59-6 channel, which is around that it's called the mating channel. So basically, my energy is either it draws people in or it repels. And it's very good for people who wanted to conceive, because my energy will find the cracks within you. And that's the thing, everything comes back to energetics, everything, and it comes back to the multidimensional shadow. Once you understand the multidimensional shadow, it is so fucking powerful that you can use that information any area of your life. So I am about to put out a webinar. I'll post some details soon around the multidimensional shadow. And then I want to create a course around it as well, like really take you deeper to be able to access it, to really understand it. And obviously, I work one-to-one with people, high-level one-to-one with people, to really access your energy and transform shadow and everything. But this is all energetics. This is all alchemy. This is what alchemy is. This is what energetics is. So, there's a lot of charlatans out there, a lot of self-proclaimed gurus or whatever. But really, they're not accessing the depth of what's truly available. Because there is no one-size-fits-all. It's why my work is so bespoke for my clients, because there is no one-size-fits-all, because it depends on what energy you've brought with you. And because I work very much karmically and obviously multidimensionally, I tune into that energy, tune into the energy of the ancestors, tune into the Akashic records, tune into your energy multidimensionally from the shadow energy to access the theme and basically reprogram the computer in the subconscious level, because everything is energy. And when you hit something energetically at the energetic root and you hit it with truth, it just transforms you so much, and it creates so much space within you to then step into a higher version of yourself, because you've cleared that program, you've rewritten the program, you've rewritten your blueprint that is running within your subconscious. You've upgraded. It's like when I'm on my website, I'll get a notification to say that there's an update available for a plugin, or there's an update available for my theme. That's exactly what we're doing. We're updating the energy. We're updating the theme. We're updating our subconscious. We're rewriting the blueprints. Because that's how we grow, that's how we evolve, that's how we step into that higher level version of ourselves, that's how we take ourselves beyond, that's how we create fucking magic in our lives, That makes no fucking sense to the outside world or to the human eye. Because this is pure energetics. This is pure alchemy. This is the power of energetics and alchemy. When you work and understand the multidimensional shadow, you can just tune into it and tap into it and rewrite that program. So thank you so much for listening. Any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to me on like leanne@leannejuliet.com. If you'd like to know more about when I create this webinar around the multidimensional shadow, send me an email or connect with me on Instagram, leannejuliet. The thing about podcasts, you can't write comments below. So yeah, just connect with me. Obviously, it is going to be an activation. It's a multidimensional shadow webinar. It's going to be a full-on activation in itself. And obviously, taking it further into a course, it'll be everything I do is activating. It's pure fucking fire, purification by fire to activate you the fuck at the energetic root, however you choose to work with me. So yeah, if you are interested in that, let me know. And obviously, once it's available, I'll be updating the podcast show notes. Anyways, thank you so much for listening, and I will chat to you all very, very, very soon.